Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week, you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through meditations, readings, and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist, and I'll be your host for this Back to Basics series. This is episode 2.1, Religion and Spirituality. What is the difference? Now, the main difference between religion and spirituality is that religion is a teaching and spirituality is an experience. You can have a spiritual experience while learning and practicing religion, but you don't need religion or be religious to have a spiritual experience. Anyone can do that at any time. Now, religious organizations are very similar to universities, and religion is all about learning, so is universities, and a church is a place of learning, like a university is a place of learning. With religion, it comes the books. With university comes the books. So we're doing all that learning through what other people have experienced, what is happening around the world, what's going on in that way. And you're learning through that reading the books and getting that understanding. Whereas spirituality is more about an experience. It's what you feel, what you experience, what happens to you, and then you try to get the understanding of that. So the church has elders, which are similar to uni professors, and churches have structure. So religion is all very, very structured, just like a university, because it needs to be. It needs to for the learning aspect. Now, religion is a very physically dominated in that it does have all that structure. It has a physical hierarchy. The Pope is the top of the Catholic Church. The university professor or the dean is in the highest position in a university or in a schooling system. But even the smaller religions have their hierarchy as well, like a pastor or father. And I'm sorry, I don't know a lot of the religions. I'm not that familiar with them. So I don't understand all their terminologies. But I do understand that there is that hierarchy. And in every aspect of learning, teaching, we need to have that hierarchy. So you will find that there's a lot of structure there. And there's always the people at the bottom of the rung that needs the teaching or are seeking that learning. And they go up the levels, and the different levels obviously learning and different things as they go along. So that's what the religious side of things are, the church, the structure, the learning, the understanding. That organisation is very, very similar to a university or schooling. Now, spirituality is more about an experience, and we often experience something, and then we gather that learning from that experience. And we can get that learning through religion, if that's where you want to go, or you can get it through many other ways as well. So there's a few main types of learning, but some of the main ones are like the doing, the trial and error, or the testing the theories. That's one way that we can learn. Another way is watching people and what they're doing. You can learn by their mistakes or their positive actions, and you can learn through that way. And then there's the other way, which is more of like the university way or the religious way, where we're gathering that knowledge through reading and through organized study. So very structured and very understanding in that way. The physical human way has been mainly to go to school. You go to school, you get your learning, you go to university, you get more learning, and you learn everything before you actually start to share that knowledge or experience the learning yourself in order to become successful. Then there's those very successful people who didn't go to uni. Now, you may know some of them. They may not have even gone to high school, but they've learned through trial and error to become successful humans that they are today. So it's all about that testing the theories, understanding what suits them and what doesn't, and going forward with that. Those who have that training and the learning, they have the degrees, the doctorates, the professors, they have success in their own right. They've become successful in their own right, and they've done that through the learnings as well. The other way where you don't learn it through the high school, I guess you could call that the school of hard knocks, and that's where you're learning with the trial and error. There's no right or wrong, and we can get the best of both worlds, which is the same with religion and spirituality. We can take on the best of both worlds. But when we look into religion as a teaching and spirituality as an experience, we get a better understanding of what it is that we need to go forward, to understand who we are. Do you need to read books? You know, do you need to follow that often rigid expectation from a group? There's a lot of people that do need that in order to get their way forward. You know, if you're in a situation where you really don't know where you're going, you don't understand anything, that structure, that rigid expectations from a group can really help you go forward. Or are you more that trial and error type of learner where you want to test the theories or experience things in order to understand them? You may find trial and error was better for you in the early years, and then maybe turn to structure or the structure of religion as you aged. Or sometimes it's the other way around. You may start off with that structure and then drift away from it as you start to test different theories or hear and learn about other theories. The only religion that I knew of as a child was very Christian based, whereas now I know a lot more about the Buddhist base and the other types of religion. So it allows you to open up a little bit without actually being so much a follower. Now, I have to let you know that I have not been a religious follower. I went for about 6 months to Sunday school when I was in primary school, and I remember a few things from there, but I always thought that they were talking about someone else or something else outside of who I was. You know, this concept of God or Jesus was always external to me. I also attended a youth camp with my best friend at the time after a close friend of ours committed suicide. I just wasn't convinced that's where I needed to be. I didn't get the help and understanding that I required. I'm not saying it wasn't there, it just wasn't there the way I needed it to be. I did tend to go inwards for the answer rather than seek external advice when I was having trouble. So this concept, as I said, of God being external, Jesus being external, didn't sit right with me. I didn't follow that. That wasn't sitting true with me. Yet funny enough, I do love learning that way. I love structure. I like things to make sense. I attended university as a mature age student, receiving a bachelor's degree in health promotion for public health, and I loved it. I have official certifications in life coaching, massage, bone therapy, workplace health and safety, and a trainer and assessor, and I've even won 2 overseas business awards. But I do like testing the theories. On my YouTube channel and on the website intuitivenature.com.au, you can listen to how I tested quite a few theories over the years, and I've recorded these while I've been paddling on the beautiful Currumbin Creek. So I paddled along and I started to get these lovely downloads, intuitive downloads. So I started to record them on my phone, but I didn't want to record me in my swimmers. So I recorded the beautiful Currumbin Creek. It's really quite beautiful, and you can hear the birds and everything else as I, you know, basically paddle along and chat with you. I do hit a couple of submerged items as I go along, so, and I've nearly fallen off, but it was good. It was really good. But the concept of structure, it keeps us feeling safe and secure, and that's probably what we like about that structure. But it didn't help me with my spiritual experience or my spiritual experiences. It didn't make me closer to me or to who I am. In fact, it made me feel closer to behaving in accordance with what the rules were for everybody else. So I wasn't getting closer to myself and understanding me. I was getting closer to others and understanding them. I had to perform under the rules of the university or the rules of the school or even the rules of the religious organisations, and these were other people's rules, not mine. They made me feel like I wasn't good enough. They made me feel like I had to keep going in order to better myself because I was never going to be good enough just being me. And that's how I felt at uni. You do your exams and you're constantly judged and you're waiting for feedback from the elders. You know, those who knew more than you. And yes, sure, they knew more because that was their field of expertise. But that was all that mattered to them. As long as you were stayed within their rules, and this is how they judged you, within their rules. And it was, I also felt like that with the religious organisations. You had to remain in the rules of the organisation. Now, you know what happened to poor Joan of Arc when she went against the rules of the church. And if you don't know that story, it really is worth reading or listening to. I did find these rules, I know at the end of university, they were trying to persuade you to go and do another course. And in doing that, all they made me feel was that I wasn't good enough. I wasn't any good. That's what put me off. But one thing you do need to be aware of, and I talked about this in the last podcast, is to remember that when you ask for guidance or even pray for help or assistance, you need to be prepared to get the answers or a response. Now, you may ask a question and then open a book. It could be your Bible, it could be the Book of Quran, whatever the book is, and you could find your answers in there. But the best way I found to receive this information was through meditation, by just giving yourself some time to let those intuitive messages come through. However, you can get these intuitive messages in very unexpected ways, and this is the story that I want to share with you today. It was a time when I asked for help, a time in desperate need, and I got that help through a spiritual experience. And this experience you won't find in a book. And if you do read about it or hear about it, you won't truly understand it because you need to live this to really experience it, to understand it. But before I start, I just want you to know that this experience happened in my late teens, and I didn't know what had happened or what it meant or what it was until mid to late 20s when I read a few different types of books and I put them all together, and only then did it make sense. The other thing too, as I get through this story, because it's a little bit confronting, this story, I swore I would never share this story unless it did make sense. So I'm already a bit of the way through, so I'm going to have to make the story pretty brief because otherwise it's going to go on forever. Anyway, this story started out, I was on holidays. I was two states away from home and I was on holidays with my younger sister. Now, we had been away, we were away for 10 days and she was 17 at the time, I was 19, and I think it was like 2 days before we were due to leave home, and we'd gone to the local, a beer garden, that's what it was called. It was a local beer garden, and you could go there and it was like a big garden and you could, you know, have a few drinks and just enjoy each other's company. So we had met a few people while we were on holidays, and so we were at this beer garden this particular night and we're just enjoying ourselves and listening to some live music and, you know, doing what you do, like what we used to do all that time ago. And my younger sister decided that she'd had enough and she wanted to go home, or back to the unit where we were staying. So she headed off and I said, I'll stay for a bit longer and, you know, then I'll head back. Anyway, she'd gone and I thought, oh no, I'll head off too because I don't really want her walking home by herself. So I thought I'd head off and try and catch up with her. So I'm walking down this one of the main roads in this very popular place, and I got a tap on the shoulder. As you normally do, you turn around, and I've turned around and I must have been king hit. I don't remember seeing or anything else. I obviously was knocked out. I was punched and knocked out. And I did come to being dragged into the back of this car. Now, I'm not going to go into all the details or the nitty-gritty details because I still struggle to talk about this. And I will do so in a blunt manner. In the back of the car, I was pack raped. And all the way through this experience, well, as this experience was happening, sorry, this is a little bit challenging. As this experience is happening, I can distinctly remember, and like I've told you, I'm not a religious person. I distinctly remember saying or asking for help. But the way I did it was very unusual, and I don't know why I got this way and why it happened. But what I did was I can remember thinking, I can't stop. There's three of them and one of me, and I'm not a big person, and I knew I couldn't stop them. So I had to let them do whatever they were going to do. But I remember asking for help and saying, how can I stop them doing this again? How can I stop them from walking away from me and doing this again? This was my biggest thing. This is what I wanted to know. I didn't want to know how to stop them from doing what they were doing to me. I wanted to stop them from doing it to anyone else. And this experience that happened, all of a sudden, I was standing outside of the car watching what was happening inside of the car. Now, I believe I had left my body. I didn't know then. Again, I've read about this later. But I believe that at that particular time, I had left my body. My spirit had left the physical body. And I remember watching. And the whole area around was like a blue haze. The lighting was like a full moon. You know, a full moon, that night when there's no clouds and there's a full moon out and you've got that really beautiful blue sort of a colour. That's what it looked like. It had this real blue sort of a hinge, and it was like I was in a full moon. It wasn't a full moon, but that's how it felt. And I can remember just watching and not having any emotional attachment to it. There was no emotion whatsoever. It was almost like you were watching a movie, but you weren't watching it. And I couldn't move away. I could only just stand there and watch, but I couldn't do anything. And because there was not that emotional attachment, I didn't feel I needed to do anything. I just watched. And it was during this time that I got this message that I knew I couldn't stop what was going on, but I could stop it happening again in the future. Although this must have only been, I don't know, seconds, I really don't understand how long it was. It seemed like a long time. I just watched them take turns. I watched them just use the body however they wanted to. It was strange to watch it without being emotionally attached. And then I got this message, and it's so weird to see. I could see my face swollen and blood coming down the side of the lip, but I couldn't taste any blood. That's how it was like. I could see the throbbing and the redness, but I couldn't feel the pain. The blood coming from her head, where they'd basically pulled her hair out from pulling her into the car. I could see all that. You could see it. You knew there was pain there, but you didn't feel it. There was nothing there. You knew there was taste there, but you couldn't taste it. It was so strange to be in that space. But I got this information, and straight away I'm back in the body. Oh, And then all the feelings came back. Everything came back to you in a big sort of a big hit. My face was puffy and swollen and in so much pain, and my head was throbbing where the blood was coming from the hair being ripped out. My thoughts were, the message I got was, forgive them. And I know now that when you forgive somebody, the sooner you can forgive them, the quicker you heal, the better you heal. Again, I'm not religious, as I didn't know how to pray properly, but I remember from primary school, there was two prayers that I knew, or two sections that I knew. And I started the first one, and I started to pray to them out loud, verbally, so they heard, and they heard every word of it. And I meant every word of it. So while they were doing what they were doing, I was praying, forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do. Forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do. I didn't even understand what I was saying, but I kept on repeating it. And I got louder and more determined every time I said, forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do. And it became so matter of fact. They didn't like it. It must have really played on their mind. They kept on saying to shut up, stop it, you know, all the rest of it. And they got more and more violent each time I would speak it. They hit me more. They tried to stop me from speaking. I just, every time the hand came off my mouth, I would say it again, forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do. And the pain was becoming quite severe around my face. So I stopped talking for a little while. And then I started again. And the only other prayer I could think of, or the only other one that was in my head, was the Lord's Prayer. So I started saying, Our Father, who art in heaven. And I probably didn't do it right, and I don't care. I just kept on doing it until the hand went around my throat and I just couldn't breathe any longer. I remember I passed out, but I must have sort of come to just slightly. And it was enough to know that if I came to fully, I don't know what would have happened. I knew just to pretend I wasn't aware, awake, or, you know, there. I just played dead, in other words. They'd finished doing what they had to do and basically threw me out of the car into the gutter and drove off. And as I said, I swore never to share this story, because I needed it to make sense before I would share something so confronting. And it didn't make sense for a long time. But once it did make sense, it made me realise what had happened. And I had had the most amazing spiritual experience that you could ever imagine. And a few things came to mind as I've gone through my life and got more of an understanding. I know that there's times there when things have happened to young children and they don't remember. They might have been attacked or abused and they don't remember. And we remember things when they've got that strong emotional attachment. If they've got a strong emotional attachment, you'll often remember them. And if they don't, you won't remember them as much. And I sometimes, this is just one of my theories, I sometimes think that if a child has been abused, maybe they have left their body when it's happened in order to protect them. Because I feel that that's what almost happened to me. I left my body in order to protect myself and get that understanding, to gather, to have that space and that time to gather that those intuitive messages, that intuition to guide me to speak those words I did. Now, again, didn't stop them doing what they did. In fact, it probably escalated their violence towards me. And I'm not 100% sure because I don't know, but I truly believe in my heart of hearts that at least two of them never ever did that, and it played on the mind for a long, long time. I'm not guaranteeing one, the violent one, I would be surprised if he, you know, ever stopped. But I know too, the two followers, I can swear that I believe that they had never ever committed anything like that again. And I put it all down to this spiritual experience that I had. Once I understood all that, once I got that understanding, it certainly made the experience not as hard. I left my body again almost 12 months to the day that happened, but that was another story, and I'll share that with you later on, because it's happened three particular times. So the biggest thing about the difference between spirituality and religion, the biggest thing is that religion is a learning. We learn from it. I could have taken that experience that I had and looked it up in the Bible, in the different books there is, in the different religions, and maybe I would have got an understanding from it. I don't know. I did eventually get an understanding through the different books that I read. So none of them were religious books. They were all just books on New Age and spirituality and different things like that. So the biggest difference between spirituality and religion is that religion is a learning. It's guidance or teachings from a book, and you learn to move forward as you grow, and you go forward under the guidance of the book. Religion can't give you spirituality. They can only tell you about it. Spirituality is having that experience. And sometimes you may not know what that experience means, but you certainly know what it feels like for the rest of your life. It's something you can't get away from. So next time somebody asks if you're religious, and I have been asked that, if I'm religious, I can say, no, I've learned a bit about religion, but no, I am definitely more spiritual. I tend to have more of those experiences, and I've got a lot to share with you. I tend to have those experiences, and then I am guided towards the knowledge or the understanding of what that experience is. So I hope that has helped you understand what the differences are. I see religion more as the structure, the physical side of it. We need that learning, we need that structure, whereas spirituality is more of the spiritual side of things, because there is no structure. We're all the same. We're all balanced. There's only that, the difference between when people talk about God or Jesus or archangels and different things, they like to put them into a hierarchy. That's a real human thing. That's a real physical thing. That's not a spiritual thing at all. That's a real physical thing. That's almost ego-based. But I'll talk about that at another time. This week I was supposed to talk about why developing your intuition was so important, but I had this big download about spirituality and religion, and I wanted to share that with you. So next week I will talk about why developing your intuition is so important. And it was a time when I went from the family of five to a single woman within 18 months. So I had a lot of what you would call empty nest syndrome. I didn't know who I was, didn't know what I wanted to do, didn't know who I could trust, didn't know what was going on. So this is where going inward was really, really important to me, to give me the ability to make good decisions based on who I was and what I wanted. Remember, guys, we all are naturally intuitive. It's part of human nature. It's our intuitive nature, and intuition is those messages from our spirit to our physical body. I'm Susan Jane, the intuitist, and thank you guys for listening. Subscribe to the podcast if you want to hear next week's episode or whatever, or jump onto my intuitivenature.com.au website, say hi. Also, I am now looking at doing personalized flower readings. Flowers are our goals in life, and now I'm looking at doing personalized flower readings. So it's not all in place yet. It's just getting there. I've been doing flower readings for a long time. I've got a book out, a published author about intuitive flowers. I've got online courses, but I've had a lot of people that want the personalized one. They're getting stuck in where they are and they want to go forward and they don't quite know how. They want to, you know, get that understanding. If you're interested in that, send me a hi and we'll go from there. I have got a Facebook group called Intuitive Personal Development for Women, and I'm doing free readings on that if you're interested. All right. Okay, guys, have a great week and I'll talk to you next week. All right. Bye for now.